In this week's parsha, in the beginning of the third parak of Midbar, we read Ve'ela toldos Aaron Moshe b'yom diber Hashem es Moshe behar Sinai. And it's very strange that it says how toldos Aaron Moshe, but only lists the children of Aaron. So Rashi says Ve'enu maskel b'nei Aaron v'nikru toldos Moshe l'fishalim don Torah malamichkal malamidis ben chaver Torah malal v'kasa kilu yilado. They were toldos Aaron because they were Aaron's biological children. They're told as Moshe because Moshe taught them Torah. And if you teach someone Torah, it's as if you gave birth to them. It's as if you created them because a Rebbe is like a father because you really create someone in the spiritual sense by teaching them Torah. And Rashi's bedike that in the continuation of the Pasuk, B'yom diber Hashem as Moshe behar Sinai, when Hashem gave Moshe the Torah in Har Sinai, now Moshe could teach the Torah to others, then they became told as Moshe, then Aaron's children, Nadav, Avihu, Elazar, and Itamar, became like Moshe's children. Okay, the Achronim is an obvious kasha on Rashi, which is if everyone who you teach Torah, it's wonderful, it's inspiring for all of us who want to be Torah teachers. That if you teach someone Torah, it's mamish like you made them. They're like your kid. But Moshe taught all of Klal Yisrael Torah, so it should have said all the Jewish people are told as Moshe. Why Davka, Nadav, Avihu, Elazar, and Itamar? These four people out of the whole 600,000 plus. If Moshe taught everyone Torah. And there are two very fascinating answers that I found in the Achronim here. One, the Maharal says, that of course Moshe taught everyone Torah. But, I mean, that was his job, right? He was appointed by the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself to teach Torah to Am Yisrael. It doesn't count as if Ki'ilu Yilado, you don't get special credit just for doing your job. However, with Nadav, Avihu, Elazar, Itamar, Moshe went lifting, he went beyond what was required of him. He went me'al me'aver, he put extra effort, which was not required by his basic job description, into these four prize talmidim of his. They were special to him, and he put an extra effort into them. Just on teaching, you know, being a teacher in a school, that's not the ma'il of ki'ilu yilado. If someone's a talmid is special and you put an extra effort into him, then that's really what it's all about. That's really creating something. That's really doing... That's really making someone a different person. That's transformative. And I think that's a good lesson for all of our Torah teachers, even if we're only Torah teachers to our own children. That, and it doesn't have to be only 4 out of 600,000. Every kid can be special in their own way. That what it's all about, what really accomplishes something, is when you see that every Talmud or you see a Talmud is special and you do something extra and you really put your heart into it. That's when you can really change someone's life and create something by teaching Torah. That's one pshat. The Netziv here has a different pshat. The Netziv says that there's different ways of teaching. There is, I teach you information and you absorb the information. And that's wonderful. And that's a mitzvah of teaching Torah. But that's not what Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for. That's not the Ma'aleh Ki'ilu Yilado. What was special about these four? These four, they had a koach, okay, that it was a whole historical perspective when different kochos were prevalent and common in the world. These, B'nai Aaron, they had the koach of pilpul, of talmud, of holding and learning, of a shakla targa. They didn't just passively absorb the information that Moshe taught them. Moshe taught them methodology. He taught them a derech. He taught them to think for themselves. He could have a Torah discussion with them. He made them into independent learners. He's medayik in the pasuk. It says "Biyom diber Hashem es Moshe b'har Sinai" and not "El Moshe b'har Sinai." What's the difference between "diber el" and "diber es"? "Diber el" means I talk to you. I talk and you listen. You know, like an old-fashioned Western world model of education where the teacher talks and everyone listens and takes notes. That's "el," but that's not all Hashem did to Moshe on Har Sinai. He didn't just talk and Moshe took notes. S means not to, but with someone, right? Chazal tell us, Midrashim, they darshan from Ledaber Ito Bahar Sinai. Hashem learned Bechavrusa with Moshe. They had a shakla v'taria in Torah, even though it's hard to imagine what that means with Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem didn't just actively teach and Moshe passively listened, but Hashem had a learning experience. He brought Moshe along with it. He made Moshe someone who he could have a chavrusa with. And likewise, Moshe, not to everyone in the world. He couldn't have a chavrusa with everyone in the world, but to Nadav and Avihu and Elazar and Itamar, Moshe made them independent learners. He taught them the methodology of how to hold in a sugya, of how to analyze, how to discuss. And likewise, he had the Dibir S relationship with them. He could learn with them, not as equals. No one's an equal to Moshe Rabbeinu. That would be Kfira. And not everyone's going to be an equal, a Talmud and a Rebbe. And Moshe and Hashem are not chas v'shalom equals. But nonetheless, you could be chavrusas. You can have a learning experience. It makes one an independent learner who you can delve into the sugya together with, even if you're not exactly equals. And that's ki'ilu yilado. To teach someone information they absorb passively, that's not ki'ilu yilado. That's doing your job and teaching information. It's a good way to preserve information. And the most important information in the whole world to preserve is Torah information. Wonderful. But the creative education, mamish, making something out of someone, for that, it's not enough to make them a recipient for your Torah. You have to teach them the methodology and be able to learn with them. And again, you don't have to be equals. I could be teaching high school kid. I could be teaching elementary school, seventh grade. And I could mamish get the kids to think. And maybe Taka, they'll have an insight that I'll learn something with. Or even if they don't have an insight that I don't have, we can have a discussion together. I can bring them through the learning process. That's really ultimately, the Nitziv says what it's all about. So Meretz Hashem, all of us who are teaching Torah, whether professionally or non-professionally, whether broadly or whether a little more narrow in scope, teaching Torah information is always valuable. Moshe taught 600,000 Jews Torah, and that was a tremendous maila. He's called Moshe Rabbeinu. But the real madrega of teaching, ki'ilu yilado, to really make someone into something, okay, we have two clues given to us by the Achronim here. Amaral says, to recognize a Talmud is special, and put your heart into it, and do extra for him, that's when you really have an effect. That's when you really change. That's when you really create. And says the Nitziv, to treat a Talmud not just as a passive recipient, but an active partner, and to teach him your methodology, and to be able to learn with him, have not necessarily chavrusa, perhaps, but to have a discussion of Torah, where you're both contributing, to really view him as not necessarily an equal, but a peer, a colleague in that sense. That's when you really bring out the most in him and you really can affect the change and you can really make him into a different person. And Emiratz Hashem, we should be Zocha and not only teach information and spread the information and the facts of Torah, but to change people with our Torah, ki'ilu yilado. Shabbat shalom.